This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea fired several unidentified short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast Saturday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
North Korea fired several unidentified projectiles from its east coast on Saturday. That's according to South Korea's military, who had initially described it as a missile launch, but later gave a more vague description. If they were missiles, it would be the first launch in over a year and comes amid a breakdown in talks with Washington and a failed nuclear summit with President Trump in February.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Fighting continues for control of Tripoli. The backdrop, an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army, led by Khalif Haftar, to seize the reins of power in the country. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict, and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for 5 weeks, and so far Tripoli's southern defenses have proven difficult to breach. Thailand has begun 3 days of coronation celebrations for its 66-year-old king. Saturday was the first of the $30 million festivities, which are being televised. The king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a national holiday. The king's father died in 2016 after 66 years of rule. This is VOA News. Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today. AP's Karen Chamas has the report.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired scores of rockets into southern Israel, triggering retaliatory airstrikes and tank fire against militant targets in the Hamas-ruled enclave. The recent outbreak of fighting comes at a period where representatives from Hamas and the smaller armed faction Islamic Jihad met with mediators in Egypt to discuss preserving a fragile ceasefire with Israel. Tensions have risen in recent days amid allegations from Hamas that Israel has been delaying implementation of last month's ceasefire understandings. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel charges that... Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister said Israeli forces targeted a building in Gaza where the offices of Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency are located. He called the attacks a crime against humanity. There's a royal baby watch going on in Britain as Prince Harry's wife Meghan approaches their due date. This will be the first child for the royal couple. Sarah Bassett has more.
The Duchess of Sussex is not expected to have the baby at St Mary's Hospital in London, where her sister-in-law Kate had her children. She is sticking closer to the couple's home near Windsor, where media and well-wishers are continuing to camp out. The royal couple have kept their birth plans and due date secret, though Meghan said months ago that the baby was due in late April or early May. The baby will be the seventh in line to the British throne and the eighth great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah Bassett, London.
An explosion and fire at an Illinois silicone factory was believed to have killed 3 people overnight. Authorities say they have recovered the body of 1 victim, but suspended the search for the other 2 because of concerns about the stability of the factory structure. The explosion took place late Friday, about 80 kilometers north of Chicago. State and federal authorities are investigating. Cyclone Fani has struck Bangladesh after a destructive trip through India's eastern Odisha state on Friday. Authorities say they're investigating at least 12 reported deaths in India and at least 4 in Bangladesh. In the 24 hours preceding the storm, an unprecedented 1.2 million people in India were evacuated. Indian authorities say the evacuation avoided a much greater loss of life. Fani has been downgraded to a depression. And Bangladesh weather experts say they no longer fear a major disaster. SpaceX launched a load of supplies to the International Space Station on Saturday. A Falcon rocket carried 2,500 kilograms of supplies and material for the 6-person crew of the orbiting space station. It's expected to arrive at the station on Monday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.